Well, Darren, congratulations. There must be a lot going around in your head at the moment. Can you sum up how you feel, having seen your team score seven?
No, really pleased. Very, very pleased for everybody here at the football club. Delighted for the players. I just thought today they competed very, very well. I thought in possession of the ball, they used it well. And I think they worked the ball in tight areas of the pitch very, very well, and there was a good understanding. So I was delighted for them, pleased with the work rate off the ball. And this afternoon, it was you could almost say it was a complete team performance. But I'm just delighted for everybody here connected at West Bromwich Albion Football Club.
And to score six goals without reply in the second half, I mean, it was still in the balance at 1-1 at half-time, wasn't it?
Yeah, very much so. But as I said, you know, we felt as a group and as a team, we just had to persevere with the performance in the first half, because there wasn't much wrong with the performance in the first half. You know, we just kept asking questions. And I just felt if we could get that second goal, which would force QPR to come out the blocks and that, then the space would open up. And I think that's what happened in the second half. And credit to the boys, they had a real cutting edge. And they were ruthless with the chances what came our way. And we put the ball in the back of the net and sort of ran out, I think, worthy winners in the end.
And I suggested to you yesterday, I know it was different personnel today from the Luton game, but you settled on that same 3-4-1-2 system and it worked like a dream, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, today that's credit to the players, the intelligence of the players, the understanding of the players, the work, what we've tried to put into them in the training over small periods, really. But we've managed to grab whatever we could grab, because I think today was our fifth game in 15 days. So as the games come along, we've had to plan and prepare as best as we can, and we've done that. And today, based on the back of the cup game, we just felt we wanted to stay with it and work with it today, and the players made it work, made the system work, and with the hard work that we've been putting in and the inclusion of everybody buying into it, then it's come off today and it's worked today. And that was a system today that we went with. Might it be a system that we stay with? We'll wait and see. But it is a system that we've looked at and reviewed coming to start the season.
And Harvey Barnes, particularly in the number 10 role, just gave you a fantastic extra option going forward today, didn't he?
Yeah, I just think that at the top end of the pitch, him, Dwight, Jay, Matty Phillips, there's a real good cohesion with all four of them, really. And I know the team, as a team, we get them into those areas, but when they do get to those areas, they look like a threat, really. And that's always too pleasing for West Bromwich Albion Football Club. So long may that continue with them, but also as a group, as a squad and as a team, I thought everybody played their part today.
And it's 11 goals in two games now. I mean, that must be really satisfying as well, is it?
Yeah, it's always nice to have a cutting edge at the right end of the pitch. It's always nice that when you're in a game, you know, that there's a threat. And we had that. We've had that threat, really. And that's why we've got the players that we've got at the football club, because they're good players and they can cause the opposition problems. And I think we saw that today. Once we got the second goal, we just thought that, you know, we'd always have a chance of, if we got the ball in the right areas, that we got people that can get on the end of them, that can put the ball in the back in there, and we've seen that today. So credit to the boys, credit to all of us, everybody at West Bromwich Albion Football Club, that it was a good team home performance in front of our home supporters.
And now it's Middlesbrough, Tony Pulis and all that. You must be, off the back of this result, really looking forward to that, are you?
Yeah, we look forward to any game. I mean, it's going to be a tough one up at the Riverside there. We know Tony very, very well, and we look forward to the game. It's a tough game, you know, but we'll pick the bones out of this one first, and then we'll analyse it in the week. And then we've got some more hard work ahead of us in the week before we travel up there.